Gute Bach.
And welcome to the 10-Minute Daily Aliyah, also known by my children as the Parsha Podcast. I'm going to try to do an Aliyah in 10 minutes. Parsha's Bereishis, right, starting up right now. This is L'Zeif Nishmas Shmuel Mordechai ben Shimon and Etel Bas Shaul. And yeah, here we go. We are speaking about Parshas Bereishis. Bereishis is the beginning of all of our emunah. Bereishis, our belief in Kadosh Baruch Hu being all powerful. So our question, starting out with Bereishis, before we even start the first word, is what's the point of starting with Bereishis? Why we start with the story of creation, and especially why tell the story now specifically? You know, for those who don't want to spoil it, close your ears for a moment, but we're going to talk about the world being created again in the next parak. So why are we telling the story exactly this way? So Rashi starts us off famously, because what is our right to Eretz Yisrael? Well, what is the right of Bnei Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael? What about the other nations who are living there? And we see Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the system of ethics, and he can send them out of the land as well as take into the land whomever he wants. Similarly, the Ramban says that we understand that matter is not eternal. Only by human logic, human science tells us that matter is neither created nor destroyed, it's eternal. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said it had to start somewhere. And this starting somewhere, this ex nihilo creation, had to begin someplace. And then afterwards, it's neither created nor destroyed. But before that, there was a beginning. And what's that beginning? The beginning is Bereishis. The beginning is Bereishis. And then, further, what's the point of all this? Well, that's Kiyum HaMitzvahs. There had to be a beginning. Bereishis is Bishvil Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael, that they're going to do the mitzvahs, Bishvil Chala. There's a well-known Rashi, as the Ramban connects them all together, that this firstness, then this beginning, is part of the Yesodos and Emunah. Finally, Rashbam says, and again, another spoiler alert, looking at in broad strokes, that we begin the first Aliyah with the creation of the world, and we end with Shabbos. The reason why this entire Parsha, this entire from Bereishis until Kadosh Baruch Hu resting, is to tell us that this is about Shabbos, to teach us about Shabbos. So we have those three opinions. Bereishis bara Elokim as a Shamayim v'as Arts. In the beginning, when Hashem began to create, He created Shamayim and Arts. For our definitions, heavens and earth, the sky and earth. V'as Arts ha'isasohu v'avohu, and the land was sohu v'avohu, sohu was astounding, was a vacuum, an astounding vacuum, an astoundingly deep lack of space. V'choshech al pnei ha'tohom, and there was darkness upon the face of the waters. V'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei ha'mayim, and the spirit of Elokim hovered upon the waters. What does this mean, hovered upon the waters? Hovered upon the waters, this is Kisei HaKavod, according to Rashi, floated over there. Rashbam says, no, this is actually how the world is beginning to be created. A world that begins to be created as a Kadosh Baruch Hu causes a wind to float over the over these waters, push them away, like we'll see later on in the Parsha, the Aliyah, how the Aretz emerges from the water. So over here, this is where we're seeing it actually the first time. Vayomer Elokim, and Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yehior, Vayhior, there should be light, and there was light. Now we know there are different definitions about what is it? What is this light that we're speaking about. Rashi, of course, says that this isn't the same light that we'll see later on when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the sun and the moon and the stars, telling us days and times, because he's answering a fundamental question. If you're going to tell me, assuming not like the Rashbam says that this parsha is not 100% in order, Rashi tells us, no, it happens, and the light now is not the light later. What is the light later? The light later is light as we know it now, that there's a supernal light, which is not proper for everybody to see. It's a light which endows its user to be able to see much, much further and much deeper. And that this light will be the light which will be the reward for tzaddikim in the end of time. The Rashbam says, no, it's the same light, and we'll lit. And right now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is creating the notions of light and day, and he'll become much more specific in how time will be created later on in the parsha, the psukim that deal with the sun, the moon, and the stars. Vayera Elokim as a or ki tov. Hashem saw the light was good. Vayavdel Elokim v'ra or ben achoshech. Kadosh Baruch Hu divided between light and darkness. Vayikra Elokim la'or yom la'choshech kara laila vayhi erev vayhi bokir yom echad. And Kadosh Baruch Hu called the light day, and he called the darkness night, and there was erev and there was bokir yom echad. What does it mean, erev and bokir? Erev is sunset, of course, where the sun begins to sink into the west. Erev is cognate to Mariv, is the west. That's why we call the west Mariv, because that's where the sun sinks in. And Erev is also mixing. As we know, when the sun begins to set, you see on the horizon a mixture of light and darkness until finally it goes out. And this entire mixture begins, occurs at night. So this is Erev, Vayhi Erev, and the sun set, says the Rashbam. And then Bokeh is when the morning begins to shine. That is Yom. Vayi Erev, the sun set, and then the sun rose, Yom Echad. That was the completion of day one. Vayom Elokim Yigar Kia Besocha Mayim, Vayivdel Ben Mayim Lumayim, Ben Mayim Lumoyim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Elokim said, let there be a rakia between the waters, and it will separate between these two waters. What does that mean? So Rashi says the sky separates between the higher waters and the lower waters. Lower waters, of course, is the water that we see, the ocean. The higher waters, meaning the water which is above the sky, the clouds and such. That's one way to explain it. Vayas Elokim es harakia, vayavdel ben amayim asher mitachas harakia, uben amayim asher mi'al harakia, vayichein. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made this, that there would be a rakia, and it separated between the water which is under the rakia and above the rakia, and so it was. So what's a rakia, Rashbam asks? What's the difference between rakia and shamayim? We have these words showing up. What's the difference between rakia and shamayim? So rakia is going to be, for our purposes, says the Rashbam, a synonym for shamayim. There's shamayim when we speak about the sky, and then there's shamayim where we talk about heaven, right? The celestial spheres. The celestial sphere is not just talking about stars, because that'll be a different day, but the heavens, as it were. So these heavens, that's shmei shamayim, says the Rashbam, and just the sky, that's rakia and shamayim. Vayikra Elokim l'rakia shamayim, as we see in the pasuk, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu called this rakia shamayim. Vayhi erev vayivokir yom sheni, and it was evening and it was morning the second day. Vayom Elokim yikavu hamayim mitachas hashamayim el makom echad v'tera haseraya hayavasha vayichein. And Elokim said, let the waters come into one place under the shamayim, into one place, and let the land be seen under it. And so it was. Rashbam, of course, says, you know, we talked about this earlier, but here we see it emerging. And Rashi says, no, this is when it happened right here, right now. Kadosh Baruch Hu called the land, the Yavasha, the dry land, Yavasha, dry land, our Eretz. And the assembled waters he called a sea. Vayar Elokim Kitov. Hashem saw it was good. Vayom Elokim Tacheres Deshe Esef Mazria Zera Etz Pri Osepri Lemino Asher Zara Bo Al Arts Vayichein. And the Elokim Hashem said, let there come out these grasses, this vegetation that's going to give forth trees and trees that will have fruit and will make fruit like the trees. And within this fruit, there will be seed, and they should be on the land. And so it was. V'totzei ha'aretz desha esiv mazir zera l'minehu ve'etzos pri asher zara bo l'minehu v'yalokim kitov. And this is what happened. That in fact, the grasses, the vegetation did grow, and the trees sprouted as well. V'yara v'yivoker yom shlishi. And it was morning and it was evening, a third day. V'yom elokim hi moros v'arki ha'shamayim la'avdil ben hayom u'ben laila. Let there be in lights in the rakia, in the expanse of the sky, to distinguish between day and night, and there should be signs and dates for years and days, for days and years. Rashi, of course, says, now this is where we have the emergence of the constellations, the sun, the moon, and the stars. Rashbam, of course, was maintaining that the sun and moon were present before, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave that we just had sunrise and sunset, but now different degradations of time were created. Additionally, the Ramban takes both approaches, as we'll see in the next pasuk. V'yaseh Elokim eshnei me'oros gedolim as a me'or gadol l'memshalas hayom v'as a me'or katon. And Elohim Hashem made the two great lights, the big light that to rule over the day, and the smaller light to rule over the night and the stars. So, of course, we know the famous midrash that Rashi quotes, that the sun and the moon were originally the same size, and the moon said, you know, it's not right. How can two kings rule with one crown? And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, that's correct. So make yourself smaller. And that's what happened. The Ramban said, fuses the really Rashi and the Rashbam's Pshatim together and says that originally the sun was this great light. And the sun was what became the smaller light. Became the smaller light. The initial primordial light, the light of the tzaddikim, was the sun or the sun and the moon, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them smaller. So Ramban combines those two pshatim. Ve'itenu sam Elokim berakia shemayim lahayara al haaretz. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed them in the rakia, in the sky, in the expanse, to shine upon the earth. And Hashem saw it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Elohim says, that the water should be teeming with living things and birds that fly over the land and upon the rakia of Shemayim and upon the expanse of heavens. V'avar Elokim said, Tininim ha'gadolim, Hashem created the great beasts, v'chol nefesh chaya romeses asher yishutu ha'mayim l'minehem v'chol of kanaf bin l'minehu v'ayar Elokim kitov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then created the great beasts, the great ninim, the great water serpents, maybe crocodiles, maybe greater things, and all of the living creatures that crawl or that swarm in the water, each according to its species, and all of the birds. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw it was good. V'yivarech Elokim, v'yomer pru urvu milu ha'mayim b'yamim v'of yirav ba'aretz. And that they should fill the waters, they should fill the land. Vayera vayibokir yom chamishi. Vayom Elokim totzi haaretz nefesh chaya, let the earth give forth living beings in it, according to its species. Behema, the animals, veremes, those that crawl, vachayas haaretz, l'minehem, and the creatures of the land, each according to their species, v'yichein. V'yasa Elokim es chayas ha'aretz l'mina, And he made each one of them in their species as Behem Lemina, it's called Remes Adam Leminehu, Bayar Elokim Kitov, and Hashem saw it was good. Bayar Elokim Nase Adam Betzalmenu Kidmusenu, for Yedubig the Gats Hayam, Vofa Shemaim, Behema. So Elohim said, let us make man in our image, and he will rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens and over all of the land animals and over all of the land and anything that crawls on the land. Nase Adam, of course, brings up the question, who is God asking? And we remember maybe Rashi, who says that he's consulting with the Beis Din, he's consulting with the Malachim. We learn a lesson of Derech Eretz, how it's always good to take advice. We also say that Ramban says that Kadosh Baruch was talking to the arts itself. He says, together we're going to make man. It's going to be a little divine and a little of earth. That's why it's B'Tselem Elohim. Adam means one of two things, says Rechaim Vital, either from the Adama or Adamel Elyon, either from the earth or in likens to the divine. But Tzalmenu, what is the Tzalem? Either Tzalem Elohim, that there's some way that man resembles God, the divinity within man, like Rashi says, like a coin maker. Or Rashbam also says, well, maybe it's also like man is like a malach. The tzelma of a malach, as we compare it, as are compared to in different pesukim. V'avra Elokim es ha'adam b'tzelmo b'tzelma Elokim bara oso zachar nekeva bara osam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in his image, in the image of man he was created, zachar nekeva, male and female. Now, of course, what do you mean, male and female? This happens in a later pasuk. So Rashi says, even though it's described later in depth, this is we're not going into detail over here. Vayvarach Osam Elokim, Vayomer Lahem Elokim, Pru Urvu Melu Haaretz, Vekivshua, Rudu B'Degas Hayam, V'Ofer Shemayim, V'Chol Chai Romes Al Haaretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you should rule, creates them and blesses them, that you should be fruitful and multiply, fill the land, rule over it, rule over the fish of the seas and the birds of the heavens and all the animals that crawl on the land. Hashem says, I'm going to give you a diet. And what's this diet? This diet is any grass, any grass which is there, any fruit, any tree, anything that has a seed in it, this is what you'll eat. L'chol chayas ha'aretz, l'chol of ha'shamayim, l'chol romes ha'aretz, asher bo nefesh chaya, yerek esev l'ochla v'yichen. So and also all the living creatures, they will also be vegetarians, and they will also eat of that. V'elokim eskol asher asa v'hine tov me'od. Hashem saw everything he did, and he saw it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. What does it mean, very good? So the Midrash says very good means the Malchum, obviously it's a har. How is that very good? The Ramban says that this very good is looking in a broad scale. This means very good because why? Because this limitation and the striving against the Yetzer is what makes man great. The opposition is what creates the greatness within man. And then Shemayim and Arts and all that was in them were finished being created. Kadosh Baruch Hu finished creating on the seventh day of all the work he did. Rashi says that, well, we need to do Tosef HaShabbos because we're not so medactic with Zman. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to do such a thing. V'yivarech Elohim es yom ha'shvi'i v'yikadesh oso. Kadosh Baruch Hu benches the seventh day and makes it holy. And Kibo Shabbos, because on this day he stopped working. Asher bar Elokim asos, that Hashem created and Hashem was making. The Ramban says that Shabbos is the makor of all bracha, and from this bracha spreads out to everything. We should be blessed and have a wonderful day.